Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. This is record attendance, isn't it? Prayer meeting. Glory be to God. We haven't been this few in our... Even last year, we were not. Yes, I don't remember standing when I missed. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, my wife wanted to read some more. Did Mark say why Lydia is not here? He said a barrier. Yeah, for a barrier. Lydia's sister lost her husband. Very young man. Because Lydia's sister was about 3 or 4 years ahead of me in medical school. So I can give you the, you know, Mpendo. Mpendo lost her husband. Yes. So that is sad. That is what? That is sad. Yeah. So if you have a husband, cherish them. Okay? Glory be to God. Do what? Cherish them. Hallelujah. Yeah, then did you get to know that during the week, that did you get to know that on Sunday, Dennis Mujimba fell sick and they admitted him in hospital? You didn't get to know. Yeah, because I think the reason why most of you didn't get to know is because that news... Did you get to know, Rachel? Or you got to know later in the week? It was what? Who was that? Okay. So who told you that? Okay. But who made you think that it was a small thing? Joanne or Sam? Joanne. Hey, that is unlike women. Okay. Yes, anyway, most of you didn't get to know because I think the people who knew, most of the people who knew that day were men. Okay, were men. Glory be to God. I got to know like an hour also before coming to church because Dennis himself called me. Okay? So I knew that he was very sick. Okay? He was rushed to hospital. He called Sam. Sam was supposed to lead the service, but he didn't show up because now he had to rush a patient to hospital, okay, quickly, okay. So I got to know, but I didn't tell my wife. I came here, my wife didn't know. The service ended, but I was planning to tell her, okay. But she got to know before I told her, sometime after the service, okay. You see, women, we love you, women. We share information. We endeavor to share information at the right time. You know, at the right what? Yeah. One of the reasons why I didn't tell my children and my wife is because I didn't want to create an atmosphere in the church. You know what I mean? You share, then you're in the car with this, it's called what, like an aura of, you know, meanwhile, you're supposed to be preaching, then, but you're with people who are, you understand? Then now you come to church, you tell everyone, then man, you just mess up a service. Okay? Because even when you tell them at that time, what are they going to do? Okay? I'm just trying to give you a glimpse of how women think. Hallelujah. But we plan to tell you, but at the right time, glory be to God. And we also don't want you to feel what's the word? Sad. Yeah, at the wrong time. Anxious, you know, eh? And so we go back home. And so my plan was I'll see Dennis on Monday. So we go back home. Then somehow I think she calls Sam. And Sam tells her, "Hi, he's very sick." Eh? Okay. So now my wife now begins to fidget. Anxious. I was on phone in the garden. Okay. So she comes and Moses, "We have to go and we see why he's very sick, very." Okay. Okay, but we left here when she was coming. Now somehow, then, meanwhile it is like 6:30 p.m. Okay, so now we have to drive to Nakasero, and you're not going to spend there 10, what? Then come back, I don't know what time we'll arrive in the night. Okay, so I asked her that, we're going tomorrow, okay? Then I asked, then she's like, "But he's very sick." So now when you think about it, someone is very, very sick, okay? And you're not the doctor, so when you get there, what are you going to do? Eh? But you can pray from remotely. But you can pray remotely. So he's very, very, very sick. You know, so let's go, he's very, very sick. So when you get there, then what? You know, so I asked her, "But are you the doctor?" Okay, then she, now, wait. So when we get there on Monday, okay, and then she narrates a story of how someone had asked her that, "Are you the doctor?" Okay, by the way, she shared it, she was like a bulb went off. She realized, actually, wait a minute, what was I going to change? What was my panicking? Quickly, now in an atmosphere like that, where someone's like, we go. Imagine how we would be on the road. Eh? On the road, you make a miss because someone's, you know. Eh? So we don't want you to what? We care about you, love about you know. So we share information at the right what? With time when, you know, isn't that so, bros? Yes, you're a man, I know you. Glory be to God. Okay? Years ago, there's a couple I know. The brother to the wife got sick. Okay? I think was in hospital and was sick. Then the wife got to know that the brother is very sick. Okay? Sam, it was you. So, was the guy admitted that night, or he got worse in the night when he was in hospital? Joanne's brother. It was that night. He was already in hospital. Okay, was going. Okay? Now, anyway, Joanne gets to know that brother, okay? So, anyway, they tell Sam that what? We go. Okay? We go. Meanwhile, it was deep in the night, those dangerous hours to move. Then Sam, you are like, "We shall go in the morning, eh? Isn't it?" Joanne was saying, "No, why?" Then anyway, it ended by Joanne choosing to go what? Alone, on her own. All right? Now, when she gets somewhere in darkness somewhere in the middle of the road, it occurred to her that, wait a minute, this is a dangerous time to move. Now she returns home, and she gets to hospital, and when she returns home, now it is Sam's fault. "Why did you allow me to go at that hour of the night?" Then Sam was like, "But you insisted, I told you." Then the question was like, "Why didn't you refuse me to go?" Now, this is a a true story, and I think it has been shared here before. So I'm not sharing family what? The secrets. Why did you have, because now she realized, wait a minute, people are not supposed to be moving at this time, okay? And I add, especially if you're not the doctor that is going to attend to the what? The emergency. You understand? Okay, glory. Anyway, so you see, anyway, so there are these things. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, so anyway, Dennis was sick. Was sick, very sick. I was admitted and went to see him on Monday. And he was kawa. Glory be to God. Yeah, it was, yeah, we went with my wife in the morning and we were there. Sam met us there. To me it was a holiday. Okay, from my routine. Because I got there, you know, Nakasero. Okay? Nakasero, the rooms are better than our homes. Okay? So we're there, we chow, then lunchtime. Okay? There was Dennis's brother, a rich man. He housed every visitor who was there. Food, you want fruits, like juice, you know, eh? He got the name a rich man. So others would just come, you know, just. So I chow there up to around 3:30 when I had to go and pick the what? The kids. So we're there in a hospital, but man, it was a wonderful time. Then a few minutes later, Dennis was discharged and Sam drove him back home. Glory be to God. And the wife wasn't around, by the way. Christina had traveled on Saturday to Denmark, okay? Then she gets to here, I think, Sunday morning. That the husband is unwell. And from what I understand, she didn't really believe, eh? Eh? That the husband had planned on to tell her. Glory be God. I think because she's not the doctor. No. No, that's not Dennis. And it's a joke, by the way, okay? Yes, and yes, so I heard that now, so Dennis later wanted to give her updates of how he is, that he's improving, he's okay, but he's like, let it not be a man, because Christine won't believe men, okay, she will think that these men are downplaying what? The husband is dying. And these men are saying, what? Ali, watch. Like, Totia, don't be on. He's going to be okay. So when we go to hospital, Dennis was like, Geraldine, you call her. You tell her. Let it not be Sam. Let it not be anyone else. Because she knows that these men, okay, they what? I think it's called. Glory be to God. So we do that. We really, Mark, you agree with me. We love our wives. We don't want you to what? Anyway, you understand. Or you don't understand. Glory be to God. Yeah, you can choose not to understand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. God is what? God is good. So last week, we talked about, last week I read only one verse. But you ask Mark, I had like 10, isn't it? Just one verse, okay? And that verse was Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Okay? We're going to speak around this again. And we're going to do that because I feel like God is telling us that we should be faithful in our callings, in the assignments that we were born to do for him. We should be what? Faithful, okay? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God speaks to Jeremiah, a young man, a youth. He tells him that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Okay? Before you were born, I sanctified you. I sanctified you means I separated you. Okay? I separated you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Glory be to God. Okay? I ordained Abigail. It means I appointed you. Okay? So NIV says that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Okay? I set you apart for a certain work. And that work was to be a prophet to the nations. Before you were what? Formed in the womb. And before you were born, glory be to God. You remember I told you that I met a woman, I think it is now close to 20 years ago, an 85-year-old woman, okay, in the States one time. And she told me that once she had an experience where she was taken to heaven and she saw where all the children that are supposed to be born in this world, she saw where those children or their spirits, where they are. Okay? And they are marked, okay? They know that now these ones are coming in 2025. These ones will be coming in 2030. And if I remember right, she told me that she could tell that they were soon going to be completed? No. Eh? No, like the time for them, all of them, to get finished was coming, was close. Hallelujah. Okay? Anyway, but yeah, the children, then remember Joanne came and she shared that she also had an experience once where she was taken to heaven. Eh? What did she, yeah, and she saw those babies, all the babies who are to be born in this world. And she saw where they were in heaven. Glory be to God. Now, that is before they are conceived in the womb. That is before they are born. And while they are there, God has a specific work for each one of them. Work that they are supposed to do for God. Glory be to God. Now, that means that even us, before we were conceived in our mother's wombs, before we were born, we existed, isn't it? And we were also given an assignment. And that assignment, we're supposed to accomplish it while we're here on earth. Hallelujah. Amen? This is serious because, most especially because one day, we are going to stand before God. And we are going to give an account whether we did that which he created us to do for him. Whether or not we did it. And if we did it, how did we do it? Did we do it well? Hallelujah. Or we ran after money. Or we ran after money. Which is a thing which has a lot of money. Okay? Like children. These days, young men, they all want to play football. Football. They want to become professional footballers. Why? You ask them why. Okay? The only reason they give you, and Bambi, they're being sincere, it's money. It's money. Because they know how much Messi earns. They know how much whoever earns. So it's money. Okay? And that's why we have to guide our what? We children. We should work together with them to discover God's call upon their lives. Okay? If a child tells you, I want to become this, and you ask them why, then the reason is money, then just know that's not it. Glory be to God. Okay? It's not it. if the issue is money, because those people earn a lot, then most probably, maybe they have the right, they have discovered the right thing, but they have attached wrong motives onto it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You ask Bridget, you ask Shaky, what do you want to become? Then she tells you, I'm become a pastor. Why a pastor? Because pastors are rich. Yeah? Then you first chill that one, that calling. You continue to seek God. Okay? Because I think the truth of the matter is, the majority of pastors in the world are not rich. Okay? It is these ones you see on TV. And those are like six. But the majority of pastors, in fact, the majority of pastors are not even known. Okay? They're not what? Known. Okay? So someone wants to be a pastor because pastors are what? Famous. Okay? But now that is 0.001%. Okay? The pastors who we see, the famous ones, it is just like a drop in the ocean. The majority are not known. Hallelujah. The majority are not what? Known. Okay? So if someone wants to be a pastor because pastor, you should help them to know actually what is on the ground. What is on the ground that the majority are not known. It's just a handful on Desta and TBN. Do you know, eh? But the do you know that the majority of preachers in America are not known? They're not known. Okay, they're known by their flocks. But they're not known all over the world. They're not even known all over the states. They're not known in their states. They're not known in their counties. They're called counties. Eh? Yeah, so to go to want to become something because of fame, that's a what? Okay? You should, your calling, okay? One thing about what God designed you to do, it is that thing which just even the mere who thought about it gives you joy, okay? It is that thing which you are willing to do, okay? Even when you will never be known, you won't be appreciated. It is just, you know, the Bible says that what? Rivers of living water shall flow out of you, okay? So they flow, rivers of living water, rivers of life flow from the deep inside of you, deep from your heart. Okay? So your calling is that thing deep within your heart. Okay? That creates life in you. Hallelujah. Okay? It is that thing which you're willing to do, whether you know, eh? It is anyway, it gives you life. It creates joy in you. It gets you excited. Hallelujah. Like that young man who I shared about last week. Okay? For him, he wanted to be a soldier. At university, the guy got a first class in whatever he was doing. But he told the father, for me, I want to become a soldier. Glory be to God. Okay? The father told us that right now, he's somewhere right now in Ntoroko. Okay, Ntoroko, deep in there, close to Bundibujo. Okay, maybe waiting for ADF to cross. Then he shows them a move. So now the guy, now you can meet him, then you start feeling sorry for him. Say, so guy is suffering, what, Bambi, what? And now, then you start to tell him those things. Okay, true, he might be suffering. But he, inside of him, man, the guy's not like Paul. Paul in the Bible, he tells you he suffered. He what? He suffered. That's the truth of the matter. He suffered. He was beaten. Sometimes he would go without food. Shipwrecked. You understand? Eh? But inside of him, man, he was like, it's worth it. Okay? Beaten, thrown to die. Then later he gets up and he goes back into the crowd that wanted to kill him. What's that? Now life, you know, right? From deep inside of him, that's like he can't, there's nothing else his system is wired to do but that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. A guy like your president. Hallelujah. Okay, from the, when you read it, you see someone who was called to do the thing which he did. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, remember, before Jeremiah was formed in the womb, eh? Okay, before he was born, he had a calling. Now, this means that before he got saved, isn't it? Before he got saved. So it is worth understanding that even non-believers have callings. Because yeah, Jeremiah wasn't yet formed, didn't it? Okay? Paul, okay? He had the calling, it says in Galatians. Eh? Okay? He was separated from his mother's womb. Okay? So before he got saved, before the event on the road to Damascus, he had the calling. Glory be to God. Okay? So I'm saying that to go back to Home 7. You see, when you read his life, you can see a man who had a calling. That was what he was born to do. Okay? He's Mark, who knows his life, all of it. Glory be to God. He didn't like him, but he knows all his life. You know, sometimes the people who know you best and people who don't like you, man. Because Baba Marina Baku, you consume their minds. Glory be to God. Okay? Mark, okay, he didn't know that they like Mseven, but he points out the wrong things Mseven does. Okay? So please, Oria, don't misunderstand me, okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. So this guy is in, I don't know if there's anything he did in primary. Primary, I think, was uneventful. Now he goes to to secondary school. I was told what I read. One time he organizes a strike, mobilizes fellow kids. What? Like, I don't know what had happened. I said, we strike. Okay? Now you can see a leader, man. Okay? Then, sometime, you know, he was in Ontario School, okay, in the West. Then he was part of the Scripture Union. I don't know whether he was saved, but then he was part of the Scripture Union. So the Scripture Union had a convention in Mwiri, okay, near Viva, okay? So there you go. Ontario guys go to Omweri. Yes, and I guess there were other schools there. So now while they were there, I remember this is before independence. It is before like independence. So we're still under colonialism, okay? Then I think there was a white man. Oh, anyway, in the conference, Scripture Union, he disagreed with his fellow Christians because these Christians were saying that Christians shouldn't fight the whites in Zimbabwe. Ian Smith was called that Christians are not supposed to fight. They're supposed to just probe what love one another. Eh? Turn the other cheek. The guy said, you guys are joking. Okay? So he says that led him out of the Scripture Union. He always said that he was saved, but he disagreed with those guys over what? Fighting. People are oppressing other people, and you say, we don't fight them. Momusaga. He says that's when he abandoned what? That stuff. And then later, he's in Durham University, okay? He's studying. Then they had a course, some subject, law, okay? But was doing political science. But there was a course unit in there, I think, law. And he disagreed how it was being taught. Then he mobilized chaps and they changed this, you know. Then while he's there, in holidays, he would go to Mozambique. Mozambique to learn how the Mozambicans are fighting the white man who had what? Colonized them. So he would go there learning even how to fight in holidays when he should have come back to what? Mbarara or wherever, Untungamo, to be with his parents. For him, after school, he goes what? Now, according to Mark, Namanya, he's like, does this guy have a degree? He has never showed anyone. Okay? But everyone knows he went to Untare School. Rather, Durham University. But Mark is like, there's no evidence that this guy will finish school. But in my opinion, it doesn't matter. Glory be to God. As long as you're in your calling, glory be to God. And so you can see a guy who was born to what? Fight and deliver people. And now you can see how the mother somehow got his what? His calling. Like she discerned somehow. Okay, by the name she gave him. Glory be to God. Do you know where that name comes from? Museven. Okay? Do you know where it comes from? And you don't know? So you're not his enemy. Because if you're his enemy, you would be knowing everything about his life, all his children, what? Those who don't appear on TV, why? Okay, so anyway, Museveni was born in 1944. Okay, 19 what? 44. And that was the time of the Second World War. Okay, Second World War. In fact, it was ending. The real end was 45. Okay, May. Was it May 8th? Namanya. Was it Victory Day? V-Day? Yes. May 8th. Okay? 1944. But in 1944, it was coming to a close. So the soldiers, the African soldiers, who had gone to fight for the whites, were now returning. Those who had then died. Okay? Were returning. Okay, now the soldiers from Uganda or East Africa were part of what they called the 7th Battalion. All right? So here in Uganda, they used to call them Abaseveni because they were in the 7th Battalion. Okay? So in 1944, when Museveni is born, they were Abaseveni were returning. So the mother named him Museveni, okay, after the soldiers of the 7th Battalion, okay? I don't know if she knew, but now the guy turns out to be a what? A fighter, a soldier. Glory be to God. So you can see that is what the guy was born to do, okay? And to fight where? In Uganda or for Uganda. Now, the argument that this guy is not a Munya, he's not a Uganda, he's a Munyarwanda, to me, it doesn't matter. When I get to see the call upon him and everything shows that he was born to fight for Uganda. He's not a Uganda, and to me, it is irrelevant. Glory be to God. It is what? Irrelevant. Hallelujah. It is irrelevant. Okay, then even the brother. You know the brother's names? Salim Saleh. Those are not his real names. His real names are Caleb Akandwanaho. Eh? How do you pronounce it.
Akandwanaho.
Let me whatever. This one is what?
Akandwanaho.
Glory. Oh, Kuruvia, Andrew. Okay, so anyway, you see now, Caleb, you remember, was a fighter. Okay? You remember Joshua in the Bible? After Moses died, Joshua succeeded him. And Joshua was a fighter. He fought for Israel until they entered the promised land. Okay? And even while they were in the promised land, they fought the people they found there. Okay? And so Joshua was with Caleb, another great fighter. Okay? Now, Akandwanaho, children, it means what?
He fought for me.
Okay. He fought for me, isn't it? He fought for me. So gave this boy, the other boy, names which are all about fighting. Glory be to God. Eh? And those are the soldiers, man. You see, callings, man, in action. But chaps are not born again. Because before they were formed in the womb, okay, they had callings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? You see now the thing, you know, when you get to know your calling, there is a way in which many things get sorted in life. All right? And you are able to go through life even with its difficulties, but with a sense of accomplishment. Okay? And that satisfies you. Hallelujah. Now, not many people can go to the bush for 5 years. You understand? But Museveni did it because there was something in him that was life. That was the rivers of living water. That is what brought satisfaction to him, a sense of accomplishment. Okay? So now when he sees you complaining that Temwina Masanyalaze, you haven't had electricity for 10 hours, he doesn't click you, man. He doesn't. 10 hours. Eh? For him, they are sleeping under trees, sometimes hiding in trees. Now for you, electricity for 10 hours. Because calling here. Glory be to God. We also don't click him. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Now, like me, this whole thing of being a preacher, being a pastor, to me, there's nothing that brings me satisfaction than it. Glory be to God. These doctor things, I was in that field, but you know, eh? I worked with Bridget for some time, okay? But when I was there, man, the patients would come, what? Just talk Jesus, okay? Young kids would come with their parents. Then I begin to ask the kid. Now, remember, you're supposed to be taking, like, medical info. But now you ask a kid, because they were from... Most of them are from Karere, that area. Gwanye, then the kid says, what? Abam so and so. Then, do you know what your name what means? Then the kid will say, no, then I'll teach them. Then there's one I told that Kati, Tango Kweita Mugaga. Mugaga, I gave the kid a name, I don't know if he took it up. Wait a Mugaga, did he be, you know, eh? So for me, I was in those things because names are important. Why, you know, eh? Okay. Then one time we were going in the field somewhere in Ukawempe, going in the field to recruit patients for a study. Then I got there, some home. Then a woman was pregnant. Then she told us, ndi muradde, I am sick. But she's no more working. So then she said, but ndi muradde. Then I was like, told him, because I think there's a thing in the Uganda culture that if a woman is what? Pregnant, then the way they say it is that I am sick. But the person is not sick. Okay, yeah, now there was an opportunity for me to preach the gospel there. Glory be to God. The power of the tongue. So wait, Omuradde. Yet you're not telling me, you're calling yourself sick, but you're not. That is how you can get problems at birth. Because for 9 months you've been calling yourself sick. You know, when you're not sick. So you see, that's how you can get obstructed labor, the child fails to come out and the child dies, or you also die. Because you've been calling yourself sick for 9 months, yet you're not sick. Now, do the things I was doing, what? When I was a doctor. Glory be to God. Because in me, I was born, before I was formed in a womb, okay, before I came forth, I was born for this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is what you are born to do, is that thing which, like, when you sit somewhere, mubisera byo ebyeddembe, and you think about that stuff. Hallelujah. Whatever, but for me, this is what I want to do. Glory be to God. Then people tell you, but you know there's no money in that thing. You're like, maybe for me it will be different. Because you also want the money, isn't it? Hey, but you just hope for you, you'll be the first one to get money in that thing. But you're like, even if it didn't come, how survive on that little? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're supposed to discover and fulfill the call of God upon our lives. Hallelujah. And parents, like I said last week, we should guide our children into discovering what the work God created them to do. Okay, now, it is not that whatever the child will tell you is it. No. Okay? Yeah, you should work together in that, whatever. A child can't just say that, for me, I want to dance. Okay? You can find that he or she just wants to dance, because that's a stage when they just want to dance. They say, I want to become a dancer. You just don't agree, okay? Just say, okay. No, you pray together. You should help the children, okay, to enter the will of God for their what? Lives. Hallelujah. Okay? I did my master's with Flora, okay, in the U.S. While I was in the U.S., she would tell you, she said, Moses, I remember you. You are always buying books about dreams, dream interpretation. I was doing my master's, but I knew that this stuff is just in the meantime. Okay? It is not the real thing for which I was born to do. But at that point, at that time, I was supposed to do that. Eh? But it was just preparation time. Glory be to God. Okay? Preparation, it wasn't the real thing. Okay? And for many of you, you can find that what you're doing now, it is just in the meantime. God is putting some things in place. He's maturing you. He's getting some understanding in your... Okay? And at the right time, he will come knocking at the door. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, the day I finally completely left that stuff, man, I entered into the great, like inner satisfaction. You understand? Okay? Sometimes I get to know how much my OBs and OGs I left there, how much they're earning. You understand? Eh? And I'm like, wow, Katinange, I would be, you know, eh? But that can't make me go back. Because I know if I go back, I'll be getting that money, but I'll be miserable. And also, most importantly, I know better. I will be out of the perfect will of God for my life. And one day, I'll have to give an account. You understand? That's the most important thing. Okay? But I know I'll be there, not happy. And, you know, eh? But man, eh? People are just talking about how much that man, the guy is so low, you know, eh? In fact, he earns in dollars because Akola, now you said, now CDC, you know those things, eh? Okay? But then you're there, but people don't know that you're not happy. People don't know that you're what? You're not happy. You're not satisfied in life. There's some, you know, that's why you find guys, but, and many people, you can see the way they live their lives, eh? You can see they are looking for something. Today, Alimchino. Then next month, Alimo farming. Then, you know, eh? You can see like there's no satisfaction in their lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Okay. So before we are born in the womb, God knew us. Hallelujah. God knew Malaika. God knew Esther. Okay? And God gave them an assignment. Hallelujah. God gave them what? An assignment. And Esther and Malaika, okay? We pray that they accomplish the will of God for their lives. Hallelujah. Okay? Isaiah chapter 49. Okay, from verse 1, NIV, okay, it says that, so this is Isaiah speaking. He says that, listen to me, you islands, hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. Okay? The children who come into the earth when they already have their names, man. When God is like, you name that child John. Hallelujah. Then he says that, he made my mouth like a sharpened sword, meaning that his words will be piercing. Eh? Okay? So he made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. Verse 4, but I said, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Glory be to God. So he said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Okay? The times when that will occur to you, you get that feeling, isn't it? You feel like to interview your cousin. Okay? You feel like what you're doing is insignificant. But deep down in your heart, you know it is the will of God for your life. But you feel like it is not having impact. All right? In this day and age, it will occur to you that you're not an influencer. Glory be to God. Okay? If that is your world, or even more world, you have an influencer, then you realize for you, however many social media accounts you open up, only 5 people do what? Follow. Glory be to God. Only 5 people follow. However much you entice them with pictures or videos, you put your baby girl there smiling, so you think women will like the page and then they'll subscribe to it. Nothing. Okay? Hallelujah. So it happened to Isaiah, you know. He said that, I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. No impact. But deep down in your heart, you know, this is what I was born to do. But all of us, you'd want to make impact, isn't it? You'd want to hear a good report that, hey, man, you're doing well, man. Which is that? You've changed our lives. Eh? That is a coward for what? Preachers. Come what, to this conference. Come join my church. Your life will never be the same. Glory be to God. Come hear the word of the Lord. Your life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. But then you realize that no one is going on Facebook and saying that, man, my life has been changed because of what? Pastor Asimwe. You understand? Nothing. Okay? You feel like people actually, they're saying the truth. Okay? Hallelujah. But if you know you were born for this, especially if you are a Christian, people's reports don't bother you. Okay, they can bother you, but you don't live by them. You continue to say that for me, I'm doing what God wants. And for me, I'm happy. I'm satisfied in life. Okay? If you're not, if your life hasn't been changed, you simply haven't done what I've been telling you to do. Glory be to God. Oh, those are yours with God. Maybe you have an issue with God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. But Isaiah continues to say that, yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. Glory be to God. Okay? You're doing something, you're satisfied in life, but what you feel you're accomplishing, like the recompense, the reward, the salary, it's cartoon, it's little. Glory be to God. But then you're like, but I'm not switching. I'm in this thing. Because it's a hallelujah. Now, Isaiah says, oh, from Isaiah, we see that what is due you is in the Lord's hand. And your reward is with God. Glory be to God. Okay? God will reward you. Okay? And sometimes we think that rewards have to be financial. But I don't know where we got that from. Hallelujah. Sometimes they are financial. That's the truth of the matter. Okay? But rewards are not only financial. Glory be to God. From what I hear, and I think it's a truth, Museveni's mother, man, she was very born again. Very, very born again. Hallelujah. Mark, isn't that true? She was a mulokole, but no, serious. Mutemuli serious. Glory be to God. Temuli, Museveni's mother was serious. Okay? For example, I read last year, Sunday Vision. There's a guy who writes history stuff. I think it's called Muonge. Like every Sunday writes something about what happened in the past. Okay? So last year, on a certain Sunday, he wrote that even after the son had become president, okay, she used to go to church. And at that time, I think she was sick, so she couldn't walk. So they gave her a car and a driver. So this driver had to take her to church every Sunday. Now, she had some dime, money. So she would get envelopes. Temuli serious. Yeah? Temuli what? She would get envelopes. She would get envelope one. I think that was her offering. Then you get like an envelope who puts in an offering for her children. That includes Mark's friend, Seven, and whoever. Then she would get another like envelope and put for her grandchildren. Okay? Her grandchildren. Okay? Then I don't know what else. Then she'll give the envelopes to the driver. So that when they get to church, offertory time, he goes and what? But I read that sometimes the driver would play the money. Okay, would steal some of the money and you wouldn't, would take it with what? Like offertory time. Anyway, but that just gives you a picture of how serious this woman was. Okay? At the time when you should have been like, I have arrived. I have arrived. My children have arrived. We are leading the nation. But she was still giving offertory, even for her kids who are in power. You understand? Yeah? That gives you a glimpse of how serious she was as a Christian. Glory be to God. Now, when her son was there fighting, what? Man, they were very broke. Museveni's dad, apparently, was a poor man. Isn't it, Mark? Kaguta was a poor man. Okay? The mother was a poor man. In fact, she survived being killed by Obote. Who hid her? Mark, you're supposed to be knowing these things for reasons which we already said. Okay? But anyway, the thing is that they were broke. They were broke. Okay? They were broke. Okay? Broke. So you can see a faithful mother, very mulokole, but she didn't have money. She didn't have a house in Ukulambilo. Okay? But she's very saved. Hallelujah. Okay? So, but now look what came out. Glory be to God. Leaders. Hallelujah. Okay? So anyway, your reward is with who? Is with God. Hallelujah. It is the Lord. God will reward you in this life. If you don't happen to sit in this life, it is there for all eternity. Glory be to God. Yes, and what I was coming to was now, like I'm saying, like God didn't really give the old woman money. In fact, you see, the times when the money even comes, when now you can no longer go to Dubai. You understand? When for you now, Dubai, like, if you are touching arena more interest, because you think about the weather. The weather. Meanwhile, bookies for them, they don't know what the weather is. Katigwe, then you think about food. Dubai, do they have groundnuts? You know, eh? Then you're there, you think about your health, bread, sweet bread, you'll be enjoying your dime. But now you can't eat. You can only eat pork. You can't take sugar. Not like my mom, she's 77, I think. Okay? But man, that woman, that lady. Sometimes I go to her, visit her, man, and maybe it is chai time. Hey! Gets her sugar with a spoon. Can't even know more of your more get a diet. My mother, I'm worried, but it doesn't concern her, man. First, she does her what? Spoons properly, like over 4-3, man. She wakes up, I think, like 9:30. They have breakfast, like at 10. Then lunch over at 3. So when I go to visit her, that's where it is the quarreling point. Because for me, I have to eat my food at 1. Kadimbo at 3. Anyway, they have their lunch at 3 and mob food at 3. Then apparently they take something at 6. Eat something at 6. Then they have dinner at 10. Yeah? Like what they ate for lunch. No, that's how like at even diet or walk here. Hane Mamuleka, because I for her TV, those are yours, ma. Yeah? But what was I? Yeah, you see, money sometimes comes. Okay? There's that money which comes, quote unquote, in old age. Ngakati, it is not fit way. You can't. You know now, you know, like, mama, I'm going to buy some car. Get away now, car. To you now, that's an insignificant thing. As long as you have a car, just comfortable, you can get from point A to point B. Okay? And now you're like, so that's why money can't, rewards can't just be financial, isn't it? Okay? Just financial. Sometimes they are, please don't misunderstand me. But sometimes they are not, because, you know, but sometimes what God does is he blesses your children. Your children, man. Okay? Or he gives you that money which comes, so now you can, man, like take care of your grandkids, and you know, The other day, Christmas time, or the day after Christmas, we traveled to Fort Portal with the kids, and we stayed in a certain place called Unjara Usuts. Okay? It is owned by the king's paternal uncle. Okay, so now they all, so we stayed. Now, while I was there, I met the grandkids were there that come also to visit. And by coincidence, I knew the mother. I knew the mother from like 20 years ago. So I met, I'm like, hey, you're the one in this picture. Okay, and so one day while we're there, I asked the grandkids or the old man, oh, the kids said, hey, where did you go to school? Okay. Then the kid was like, I go to, I think it was St. Andrews. You know St. Andrews in Kenya? St. Andrews. Uh-huh. I was like, hey! Then I'd seen the sister. She asked him, but you know you're asking these things, but you're like, now, if the parents and the grandkids find out that a man is asking our child about this thing, but you're asking in such a way that you don't make it like a big deal, like you need the info, but you somehow want it. So I asked the guy that, what about the other sister of yours? Then she told me, Aga Khan in Kenya. And from what I understand, they're all in the same league. With St. Andrews and Aga Khan with Kenya. Then I asked him, well, what about the other one? Anyway, but we used to say I was struck. Like I was like, wow. Okay, so now I could see that most probably this dime is not just from the father, like all the kids. But I could be wrong, of course. Yeah, but so I thought that with some of the dime, or most of it, is actually from the granddad who's housing the what? His grandkids, taking them to St. Andrews. Now, if you don't know St. Andrews, if you are not an influencer, go. There's a picture which I saw one time of how visiting Sunday looks like at St. Andrews. Okay? But I think it was an exaggerated pick. Okay? No, it was. Like, so there was this field, and it was all filled with planes, man. Visiting Sunday, Esther. Yeah? No border borders. Yeah? Those things of you carry your cavera with groundnuts and sugar. Yeah, then no tukaku geti. When you went to the Askari. And those things are not what? They're not evil, but you understand what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Yeah, but anyway, so many were plans, man. Hallelujah. So now you can see the granddad's diamond. It is for what? Good for him now, Kati. What? Pork. Going to the U.S. Going to the U.S. and see what? One thing now. Whether you're foreign or non, U.S., like a mini barrier chips, burgers. No one ever food portal to their fresh food, fresh. Having to, none of those things which are kept in the freezer for a week. Fresh, you just go in the garden and you pick. You want to cassava, you go and you dig. Okuhaiga, eh? Teneko. Aha, okuhaiga. You see, guys, for cutting money, you know, now what's that money for? Okay? But sometimes God does bless your children. Hallelujah. Okay? Reward is with what? Is with my God. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm saying all this to inspire you to discover the will of God for your life. Okay? Your first thing shouldn't be money. If you do money, do you know what that means? If your first thing is money, do you know what that means? It means that money is your God. The first thing should be God. Is this what God wants me to do? You see, eh? Is this what you know? So you can find out you're going to do a thing, you're going to be paid 800,000. But you have siblings who are man, eh? Baba Manyim. Uganda, they're always writing about them in newspapers because of the jobs that they have. Katigogo Kranga, you're going to be like, you're not their brother. You are a black sheep, man. You know, eh? But you see, you shouldn't go for those things. Now I'm talking to Christians. There's a way the world thinks. There's a way the world makes choices. Okay? Career guidance staff, Saturday at your kids' schools. Okay? They never kukule embeza, front, eh? God. And maybe that's not their work. But you as a parent, it's your work. Now, even you as a parent, concerning you, what God wants you to do for him, tokule embeza, sent. Hallelujah. Okay? My reward is with my God. Okay? And what is due me is in the Lord's hand. And now the Lord says, he who formed me in the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my what? Strength. He says to me, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay, so sometimes the way God rewards you is to give you more influence. Okay, so here he says that it is too small a thing for you to be my servant just to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back, then say, I'll also expand your influence to the nations. Glory be to God. Sometimes God can keep you doing the same thing for years or even until you die. Same thing. Okay? But sometimes the way he rewards you is by enlarging your sphere of influence. Okay? Then you have greater impact. Hallelujah. Sometimes you even don't see that. Okay? Glory be to God. And sometimes God can do that after you've gone, you've departed from the earth. Okay? Just imagine the guy who mentored someone like Paul. Okay? You just have one student. One student. Now, like here, this church. We're talking to like 12 adults or something. Only 12. Okay? And then you just see, man, I have labored in vain. 11 years. Glory be to God. Then you go to the world, people give you educated statistics. Okay? Those are, what do you call, like projections. Where you should write 11 years, kati one day, bokutwala nyoku laptop, ne wakulaga. Then they draw for you some kaline. Bridge it, a line, a curve. No, you can curve your data and you can go. Where you put the cadot to start. You understand? Okay? You see, labored in vain and for nothing. No church member has become an influencer. You understand? Like, you know, eh? Okay? But you see, sometimes way after you've gone, man, just one person, glory and nation. And God is like, I attribute all that to Pastor Esther. Whether glory acknowledges or not, naye yaliani Pastor Esther. You've heard of a story of David Livingstone. Who has heard of Dr. David Livingstone? Okay, Mark Tomani Livingstone. Eh? Anyway, he was a missionary to East Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia. Okay? That guy, so he was a white man from the UK, came in the jungles of what? Of course, now, if you talk to the world, they will say, he had come for other things to get us to colonize. But that's not true. He had really come for what? Do doctor work and also as a missionary. Okay? So, now he was here. In fact, he died here. I think he died here, isn't it? Or he just was killed. In fact, who found him? John Speak? Or Stanley? Okay? Because you see, back in the UK, they lost track of him. They lost track of him. He was no longer communicating. They don't know what had happened to him. So they sent, I think it was Stanley or Speak. Cuckoo. Okay? Anyway, they spent a white man to come and look for him. Back in those days, remember, there were not these roads. So I think it was Stanley. Sent him man. So the guy came in Africa looking. Okay? Gathering info from Africans. He met, you know what? No. Okay? Ended up those ends of Zimbabwe. But he traveled, man, looking for him. Okay? Then, you know, the first words which they said when they met? Eden? Dr. Livingstone. You know, like, for example, for example, and you're here, you're an African. Then you sent a missionary to let's say, South America or Australia. Okay? Then, so you lose track of him. The guy gets lost. Then they send you an to go look for him, man. So you go. Okay? So you go then after years of looking for him. Okay? They have told you, there's a certain white man in the village. Okay? Then somehow you go. Okay? So, meanwhile, so you're going to find that he's the only black person there. So now, when you meet this black person, you're like, it's okay, I presume. Because now you're like, you must be the one. It's okay, Yabula. Okay? So, those were the first words, say. Dr. Livingstone, I presume. Because you see now he's a white man. He's the only white man in the whole of that. So Dr. Livingstone, then man, they were like, yeah. Anyway, but where I was coming to is that all the years, Livingstone was, all the work he did, like evangelizing and other things, no one got saved. No one did what? It's documented that no one became a Christian because of Livingstone's work. Remember, white man suffered in Africa, but it's like there was no fruit, wasted time. Okay? Now, some years ago, Bonke, you know Bonke? Reinhard Bonke, the evangelist. Remember that guy who go to Nigerian man, millions get saved. One crusade. Okay? Then he came to Uganda twice, I think, also, in the 80s. Okay, then anyway, he went to South Africa, most of Africa, because God was like, your calling is in Africa. Many people would get saved, okay? Hundreds, millions of people. Okay? One day, God told him, okay, that all these souls that you are doing, it is because of what Dr. Livingstone did. Glory be to God. A guy who didn't win one soul, and God told Bonke, who was winning millions, he told him all that is credited to Bonke's account, rather Livingstone's account. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So your reward is with God. Okay? As long as you are in your calling, being faithful, there is nothing like you're laboring in vain. But the world will say that. The world will say what? Will say that. Your father, your mother will say that. Your siblings will say that. Okay? Why is your husbands might say that. Okay? But the truth of the matter is, your reward is with God. Hallelujah. And he will reward you one day. And he will reward you throughout all eternity. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.